What we've done in Oregon is we've essentially tried to develop a delivery model based on a couple things. First, the recognition that the objective here is not to finance and deliver medical care, it's to keep people healthy, which is a fundamental paradigm shift from health care to health. And if your focus is health, you need to recognize two things. One is that health care is a means to an end, not an end in itself. And secondly, that most of the drivers of population health are outside the formal medical system. You know, 40% of lifetime health outcomes are based on lifestyle and behavioral issues, 30% are genetic, 15% socioeconomic, and only 10% has to do with health care. So 90% of what keeps you healthy is completely divorced from the medical system, which means that your new delivery model has got to be connected with community efforts to address the big drivers of population health. So that's the first takeaway. The second takeaway is that if you're interested, if the purpose partly is to reduce the cost, you have to get where the cost is, and over 80% of the cost is treating people with one or more chronic conditions. And 10% of the population drives about 70% of the cost. So it's reminiscent of Willie Sutton, the 20th century bank robber who was asked why he robbed banks and infamously said, because that's where the money is. So you really need to go at that 10% of the population that's driving 70% of the cost. The problem is that our system is designed organizationally and financially to reward isolated acute care interventions rather than prevention of wellness and the community-based management of chronic care.